You are listening to Under the Pavement on 96.9 All FM.
Reporting on direct action and grassroots resistance in the Manchester area.
Listen online at www.underthepavement.org.
The views expressed on Under the Pavement are not necessarily those of All FM.
The views expressed on All FM are not necessarily those of Under the Pavement.
And hello and good afternoon and welcome to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, serving the communities of South, Central and East Manchester. I do say you are listening to Under the Pavement. I think you did.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Just in case you've forgotten, you're listening to Under the Pavement.
It turns you off to say that.
We started the show with La Tigre and a track called TKO off their This Island album.
From a few years back, yep. And on today's show... I was hoping you were going to say something then.
All right, OK. On today's show, we've got a guest in the studio who's going to tell us about Get Bent, which is an event that's happening this weekend, and Twee Pride, which happened last weekend alongside the mainstream gay pride event that went on all weekend. So we'll be finding out how that went and what's happening this week in the next about 5 or 10 minutes' time.
Yep, and we'll also be doing bits of news and bits of what's-ons and playing lots of music.
Yeah, lots of music.
Yeah, should we say what we're going to play next? This is a track that we received just last week. It's from One Speed Bike, and it's on the Brooklyn Beats label. It's an instrumental track, but it's got a nice track, because it's a nice title, rather, because it's called I'm a Pretzel on a Stealth Mission to Kill the President.
Thank you.
And hello. And hello, welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, and that was a track from The Clash. It was I'm So Bored with the USA from a few years back, and before then we had a new track from One Speed Bike. In a minute or two, we're going to have an interview with Tom, who's going to be talking about Tweed Pride and Get Bent. But before then, we're going to play another bit of punky music. This is an American band called Strike Anywhere, Bang Up Today, and the track we're going to play is called Sedition from their new album, Dead FM.
Which lie is the one that would take me? And which one? Generations of waves slaves out of family stories. They say no matter to the rest of birds in the face of a pole. Walk to the grave when they bury them up. Hiding from us on the sun. Guns flickering and out of our minds. Dead and straight. We won't fall. No retreat.
Welcome back to Under the Pavement. That was Strike Anywhere with a track called Sedition from their Dead FM LP, which is out on Fat Records on Monday, September the 4th. And our guest in the studio, hello, is Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
And Tom is going to talk about two things today.
Yeah.
Yep. I was taking over the interview, so I should pass over.
We're doing it together, aren't we, the interview?
Okay, so, well, you're going to talk about two things then.
One of which has already happened, and one of which is happening next weekend. So, Tweed Pride happened last weekend. Tell us about that. We mentioned it on the last show, but just in case anyone missed out on it, what was it?
The idea was it was an alternative to the commercial Pride parade, and we were really annoyed that people were being, well, LGBT and HIV/AIDS charities are now being charged £50 just to walk in an event that's traditionally sort of political and sort of grassroots. So trying to encourage people to question that. We don't have all the answers, but we just kind of thought we'd... the grannies came out in force, we were playing samba and dressed up as pirates, and we walked a bit in the road, and we got shoved around by the police, and they tried to drive a police horse into us, and it was all a bit kind of like, oh, this is like gay bashing, going back to the 70s and stuff. But that's what happened in Manchester, and we managed to make a lot of the crowd are really positive, got a point across of like Free Pride and Pink Pound Sucks that we were chanting with the samba band, and we gave out loads of flyers and loads of Tweed Pride zines, and the crowds really enjoyed it, and they were really entertained by us, and they really understood our message. And yeah, really good day was had by all, and then we had a free picnic in the park, and loads of new faces turned up, and it was really good.
What's the Tweed Pride zine all about?
Oh yeah, that was all different submissions from the different sort of poets and kind of all sorts of rants about kind of the commercial gay scene and sort of what people are unhappy with. And we've actually got like a manifesto of questions, sort of encouraging people to question, you know, is their identity represented on the commercial gay scene, and does their identity intersect with the parts of like sort of race and nationality, and would people like to see more transparency as to where all the money for the charities goes to?
Yeah, because they do boast that the mainstream Pride does raise a lot of money for good causes and so on. So you know.
Yeah, the tickets were like 80. They put up a big sort of steel barricade around the village. The tickets are £18 to get in, and then the money after all the operating costs, which are about £750,000, the money only goes to the George Childs Trust and the Lesbian and Gay Foundation, and they're an LGB organisation. And even though Pride is an LGBT event, trans people are ignored. And then there's loads of other HIV and AIDS charities, and they don't get a look in. Loads of community groups don't get any sort of look into the money at all. So it's actually, I mean, again, we don't have all the answers, but just trying to encourage people to sort of question, like, what is actually going on? You know, why are there sort of half-naked guys, like, wearing sort of carry bags for shops and stuff? What has that got to do with, like, your pride and your sexuality? So...
I guess the question you could ask, though, that the thing with sort of pride, and I think we've talked about it being the mainstream pride, is just saying that it does sort of, you know, show how far society has come on in some ways. You know, the fact that you can, people who are gay can be out a lot more.
Yeah, it's a good... I mean, the idea was that we were celebrating our pride, but it wasn't being bought or sold by anyone. We weren't paying to be there, and it really seemed to rile the organising the police that we were just there on an ad hoc basis, and we were actually trying to... The idea of the grannies was trying to remind people of their LGBTQ history. We were doing it out of genuine concern. We were certainly not against pride, and certainly weren't having a go. I mean, there were, like, Christian groups, and apparently National Front were there, and there's, like, United Against Fascism turned up and tried to sort of, you know, question them. So we are fully aware that there are people who don't want this event to happen at all, but we really tried our best. We had a really clear banner of, like, Pink Pound Sucks and Queer Equals Priceless. And, all I can say is that people really enjoyed the Samba, and we're not against Pride. And what we'd like to see, maybe, or encourage people to question again in the future, is maybe, like, an alternative Pride festival that's sort of not-for-profit and performing arts in Manchester. We really think Manchester has got so much talent, so much going for it, that we really need to give people that choice in the future.
So that kind of links in with the Get Bent thing that's happening next weekend, which you're going to talk about in a minute. But first of all, you've chosen some music.
Oh, yeah. Flamingo 50, they're a sort of sing-along pop-punk band from Liverpool. They've been going for a few years, and we're really pleased to have them on our bill. You can see,
I'm running to all along.
And can I just say that was not someone's mobile phone going off in the studio. That was Flamingo 50 with First in Line from their album Lack of Reason. And you are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, Manchester's radio show. What's the tagline? I always forget it.
Anarchy on the airwaves.
That one. There was the other one for, I don't know.
Reporting on direct action and grassroots resistance in the Manchester area.
That sounds
dead
good.
Really have any direct... Well, we sort of have, haven't we? Yeah.
Anyway, we have our guest, Tom, who's been talking about Twee Pride, which is like an alternative take on the mainstream sort of pride.
Yeah.
And raising a few issues about the mainstream pride and the commercialisation, et cetera, et cetera. But now it's like you've got another event that's happening this weekend, am I right?
Yeah, it's an alternative pride extravaganza. People might be sick of the P word by now, but in the absence of the actual Manchester Pride organisers offering anyone any sort of choice or alternative, if you don't have lots of cash and you're not kind of like, I don't know, a gay guy that just likes to go out and spend lots of money and on overpriced alcohol and porn. We're actually offering people an alternative. So it's like for queers of all genders, all sexualities and all ages. It's happening this weekend. It's completely free, but donations are really welcome. And it'll be on for Friday at 7 o'clock at the Basement Social Centre, 24 Lever Street. There'll be all sorts of performance, cabaret, posh, vegan canapé buffet, just all sorts of stuff happening. We've got acts such as Chloe Poems, Electra Lush, Rosie Lugosi, Michelle Green, Miss Moon, Jackie Hagan, Miss Diamond Blush. And then on the Saturday, we move over to the Burlington Tea Rooms for a whole series of bands and workshops.
Sounds very wholesome, the Burlington Tea Rooms.
Oh, yes.
Will the grannies be there?
Yeah, the grannies will be out in force. We're having got some really interesting workshops, and if people would like to attend them, such as screen printing, bisexual awareness, burlesque, fan dancing. And we're having, after the whole Twee Pride, actually we're having a full sort of debrief and sort of query session where we're kind of asking people to come along and give us some feedback and try and sort of plan Twee Pride for next year, our own sort of free Pride event. So if anyone would like to come along to that. And the bands start at 3:45 at the Burlington Tea Rooms. We've got Christofsky, Steve McCabe, 7 Inches, Smarty Pants, Dre, Vile Creatures, Flamingo 50. And then after that, there's a big sort of queer disco which will go on until midnight on the Saturday, which I'm looking forward to.
So there are a lot of quite local bands, aren't they, that are playing?
Yeah, we really tried our best to sort of get us, well, again, with the absence of Manchester Pride, of actual local talent, because we have so many creative people in Manchester. We're trying to respect the fact and give people a platform, and again, trying to sort of nurture like queer culture in Manchester, because we have loads of it and it doesn't always get the coverage that it deserves. So yeah, we've got bands. I think some bands coming from Sheffield, but yeah, mainly Manchester and the North West bands, yeah.
Is there food on the Saturday, or is that just...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Scheduled to be 6:30 till 8. There'll be all sorts of vegan food on offer, and vegan cakes and gallons of tea and just... yeah. And the grannies will probably be serving at some point and sort of worrying whether everyone's had enough tea and cake and stuff. So, yeah, it should be good.
Bit of an ongoing granny theme.
Yeah. Just to remind people of the LGBTQ history, I just think it's really important to give, you know, to remind people that, you know, that all the struggles, and that people, maybe in the 70s, people didn't do all the activist stuff and didn't put their lives on the line for, in the present day, for people's identity to be sold back to them. So that's why this event is free with donations, and there's all sorts of alternative stuff which doesn't happen at the commercial Manchester Pride event.
Do you think there is an issue then for younger, sort of, well, probably we're thinking younger, quite wealthy sort of gay men, that there isn't an awareness of the history? Because it seems to be that what you're saying is, you know, people forget that, you know, where we are now, which might not be perfect, there was a struggle to get here. And is that the issues you're raising a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's trying to push the agenda forward. There are still loads of like peripheral issues such as equality for trans people and trans rights, homophobic bullying in schools still happens. There's no LGBTQ issues are not in the national curriculum at all. Homophobia is still not a crime in this country. It's all these peripheral issues. So I guess it's very easy if you are a typical sort of gay sort of white guy who's very affluent and privileged and middle class, it's very easy to just hand over your cash and go to Pride and be very safe and stuff. But again, we don't have all the answers, but just encourage people to think, you know, if you're, like, say, if you are like a sort of young gay lad growing up in Miles Platting on a council estate, you're probably not having such a great time. So trying to offer people an alternative and trying to make it really inclusive and not exclusive, not saying that you can only come here if you've got lots of cash to spend. So, yeah, and again, we're doing this out of concern. It's not that we're against anything or that we have all the answers. We're just doing it because we really care about sort of queer culture. We really care about sort of pushing the agenda forward and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably another issue as well, as someone who's a bit older, is like the terms, is like terms like queer, it was seen as being quite a derogatory term sort of 20 years ago, whereas now it seems like that's been turned on its head a little bit, and obviously there's politics of the language you're using as well.
Yeah, it's definitely reclaimed, or I kind of think in a really positive way, the idea of queer theory and queer politics. It's like an umbrella term that covers all these issues, because you know, we are, well, LGBTQ people are a sort of vulnerable minority group within mainstream society, so I feel like, yeah, queer theory sort of covers everybody, and it's like a really inclusive way of trying to sort of push things forward, like everybody working together, people not saying, well, I'm not with you because, you know, you're a lesbian or you're trans and you don't have the same issues. It's trying to sort of get everyone working together, lots of solidarity and people just trying to push the agenda forward. And I was also going to say as well, there's all sorts of I'm trying my best to describe what we're doing, but all of these ideas have been condensed and compressed by some really creative people into a really beautiful Get Bent zine, lots of poetry, rants, a CD, a badge, Cafecuria board game, which will be on sale at the grand sort of boudoir launch at the basement on Friday from 7 o'clock. So get your copies while you can.
You've chosen some more music, haven't you, from someone who's performing on, is it the Friday night at the basement?
Yeah, this is the amazing Manchester's undisputed vampire queen, Rosie Lugosi. And it's very kind of like tongue-in-cheek. On the Friday, there'll be lots of cabaret acts and performance and poetry. So lots of humour, lots of satire, kind of just camping it up and stuff. So, yeah, and you'll find this in the song as an example of that. So thank you.
Prickles on roses and treacle on kittens, turning cute puppy dogs into warm mittens, catching a fly and removing its wings. These are a few of my favourite things. 6-inch stilettos of shiny black leather, thunder and hailstorms and miserable weather, mosquitoes and nettles, wasps and bee stings. These are a few of my favourite things. When the sun shines, when the world smiles, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favourite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Oh, well, I feel better already, even wickeder than before. Greater tormenting, taking home hamsters for experimenting. Oh, the delight that such wickedness brings. These are a few of my favourite things. Oh, my favourite. Girls in black rubber with crops for horse riding. Down on your knees or you'll get a good hiding. Until your bottom is pink and it stings. These are a few of my favourite things. When the sun shines, when the world smiles, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favourite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
That was Rosie Lugosi, and she was talking about her favourite things, and she's performing at Get Bent on Friday night at the basement,
which is on Lever Street, which is just off Piccadilly Gardens. And then the next day, do you want to just run through what's happening on the Saturday?
Yeah, there's a whole series of interesting workshops from 2:30, screen printing, seeing queerly, bisexual awareness, burlesque fan dancing, and a Twee Pride debrief. And then the bands start at 3:45. Christofsky, Steve McCabe, 7 Inches, Smarty Pants. There was dinner at 6:30 till 8 o'clock. Lots of really nice vegan food and cakes and tea and stuff. There's a band called Dre, Vile Vile Creatures, Flamingo 50, and then followed by just a big queer disco, which will go on until midnight on the Saturday. And the Burlington Tea Rooms is just off Oxford Road behind the Manchester Academy next to the Rylands Library. It's part of the University of Manchester campus. And there'll be a map on our website, which I'll repeat for you. There's loads more information if you want all the sort of full listings. It's www.cafequeria.org.uk.
And do you want to spell Cafe Queer?
Oh, yeah.
Because often it doesn't come across on radio.
Being really awkward and stuff. Yes. Yeah, it's KAFFEQUERIA.org.uk.
And then I think there's a link from the front page to get bent and...
The listings and the information.
But just to remind you, what we'll also do then is we'll also stick a link on the Under the Pavement website, which is just www.underthepavement.org. I don't know which one's going to be harder to remember, but there we go.
Confused everyone now. Yeah. You mentioned the zine and that there was a CD with it as well.
Yeah,
Is that a CD of bands that are playing over the weekend?
Yeah, the idea is most of it is selected tracks from the bands that will feature over the weekend. So it's like a sort of goodie bag memento of the weekend. And again, we're trying to sort of promote like queer culture and sort of give a platform to all the really all sorts of local talent. And I was just going to say on the Sunday, if you have any energy left, we're having at the basement, there'll be a really cool like vegan brunch and sort of vegan fry up to cure those hangovers and to revive your dancing feet after all the sort of discos and bands and pogoing and everything from Saturday night. So that's on 11 till 2 at the basement on Sunday. And then there's the regular Not on a Sunday Women's Cafe, which is on 2 till 6 at the basement on Sunday. So you can get down there as well if you can't make the other days or just come along.
So it's from Friday till Sunday, it's like a whole weekend long thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else you want to mention?
It's like an alternative Pride festival. So if anyone, anyone's feeling a bit annoyed or they couldn't afford to go to the whole Pride stuff that was on like last weekend, all the commercial stuff, just get down there. Just remind people there will be no doormen demanding that you prove your sexuality, and there will be no gay white male homophobia, and there will be no corporate oppression. It's just open to queers of all genders, all sexualities, all ages. It's completely inclusive, and all you have to do is just turn up and enjoy it. So yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much. Do you want to introduce your last track that you've brought with you?
Yeah, it's Steve McCabe, and it's called Queer Clubbing. Steve McCabe is of Stephen Nong fame, and he's like political punk pop with like a queer edge. So yeah, here you go.
It's ironic but true, I've had all kinds of abuse, but the only ignorance I've suffered lately was from you. I grew up in the cold to be open and free, so why is it I feel bitchy eyes staring at me when you have to camp it off just to get it?
And that was Steve McCabe with Clear Clubbing, and you were listening to Under the Pavement on RFM 96.9. Just say again thank you to Tom for coming on and talking about Get Bent, which is happening this weekend, and Tweed Pride, which happened last weekend. Did you see I actually signed that? BSL doesn't work on the radio.
No, but no. Never mind, hey?
Yeah.
Could do a BSL video of the show, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
So if you like that, get down to Get Bent this weekend. It's happening at the Burlington Rooms and the Basement. And if you want to find out more, it's cafequeria.org.uk. And if you didn't get that, there's a link to it from the Under the Pavement website.
Yep, OK, that was a bit punky, that Steve McCabe track. And we'll play a bit more punk. This is a new release coming out in a month or two. It's from an American band called The Casualties. The track is called Without Warning, and it's from that album, Under Attack. Seemed to cut off quite abruptly, didn't they?
Well, it's a punk song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite noisy for a Wednesday afternoon.
It is. Noisy but nice. Sort of, yeah. That was The Casualties. They're an American punk band, a political punk band, and that's from their album Under Attack, which is due for release, I think, in the next month or two. Yeah. After that bit of punk, are we going to play something a bit slower and a bit more mellow now?
I think we are.
Well, this is one of our... They could tell our story about going to see... But if there isn't a story...
There isn't a story.
We could mention the fact that we went to see Dan Burt Norbeckin, who was supporting Attila Stockbroker and Patrick Fitzgerald. A bit of a punk bill.
Yeah. And that was over in Leeds.
It was
week.
Indeed, yep. And just to remind people that Dan Burt Norbeckin is going to be playing with Tracy Curtis... Up the road, I was going to say. Down the road, what I'm talking about.
I'm going to be giving directions now.
They're going to be playing at the M19 bar on the 19th of October, and that's sort of a pre-Levensune Festival event. Yep.
Yep.
So we're not going to play any Dan Burt, No Bacon.
No, because Chumbawamba, they're in a bit of a slimmed down acoustic phase at the moment, aren't they? Dan Burt, No Bacon's off doing his solo thing for the time being. But this track is off their latest album, A Sing Song and a Scrap.
Do you want to know what it's called?
I know what it's called. I thought you were going to introduce it because you chose it.
Oh, well, I chose this one. It mentions Joe Hill, who I think was a sort of workers' rights campaigner as part of the International Workers of the World. I might be going there, but the track we're going to play is called By and By.
That was Chumbawamba and By and By from their Sing Song and a Scrap album you listened to Under the Pavement on LFM 96.9. A couple of weeks ago we had a guest on talking about the Climate Camp, or the Camp for Climate Action.
Which it was actually last week, wasn't it?
Was it last week?
Yeah.
I stand corrected. Anyway, the Climate Camp is happening this week. It's going on till Sunday, I think, and it's happening near Selby in Yorkshire. And it's all set up. There's lots of people there already. There's also been other protests linked in with that. There was a blockade of a nuclear power plant in Hartlepool yesterday, where 9 people blocked the gates, kind of to send out the message that we don't want nuclear power, basically. Indie Media was reporting that there was 20 arrests, but that people were released without charge. Well, sort of bailed to come back, but not yet charged, was the reports that were on Indie Media yesterday. So that's been happening. But, Climate Camp is this weekend. Are you going to give out directions how to get there?
Well, I wasn't, because I couldn't find where the directions are. It just says it's all happening at the Megawatt Valley, which is a 10-mile stretch of the Humber, Ouse and Aire floodplains. And it contains the Drax, Edinburgh and Ferrybridge coal-fired power stations, and it's about 15 miles east of Leeds.
If you go on the Indie Media news website, which is just indiemedia.org.uk, there's lots of updates from the Climate Camp and pictures of the tents set up in on a fallow field, literally right next to the Drax power station in the background. Looks quite a strange... You know, you wouldn't... Not the most scenic of venues for a camping trip, but then that's not what it's about. There's over 150 workshops about climate change and sustainable alternatives to power.
Yeah, and we should say that the website, if you want to find out more, is just climatecamp.org.uk, and I think it looks like it's updated on a sort of semi-regular basis, so check out that on indiemedia.org.uk.
I think there's people probably updating it from the camp because they've got a satellite dish and internet there, according to Indie Media. There's a picture of their little media centre with laptops, which I thought was quite cool. All run off renewable energy, solar power and so on.
Yep. Lock it up.
We're going to play another track then.
Oh, whilst we're there, just saying that the guest we had on last week was James, and it's from the Climate Camp, and he's put out it's like a fanzine sort of, well, it calls itself a newsletter, which is the Progressive Issues in and Around Greater Manchester, and it's a free newsletter that you can probably pick up from places like The Basement. Yep, and things like Roadkill Records, which is on Oldham Street as well. And there is a website where you can find out more, but unfortunately it's not on this copy. So as soon as I find out what it is, I shall post it on the website or mention it next week. So that's The Book of Swampy, and obviously it deals with lots of different issues, including environment issues and the like.
Swampy,
yep.
Eh?
Yep. Whatever happened to him?
Maybe he's at the Climate Camp.
Could be.
The Climate Camp has been getting quite a lot of positive coverage in the mainstream media as well. There was links on the Indie Media page to corporate media reports, and a lot of them were quite positive. There was one or two which were going, eco-warriors are squatting a field and all that, but mostly it was quite positive stuff, allowing people to explain what they were trying to do and so on.
OK. So shall we play a bit of music? This is Remember Me by Tracy Curtis.
Hello, remember me. I wrote letter after letter in the hope you'd make things better for us here. In my country, it was far from perfect, but war is never worth it. Remember me when you're safe at home, in the day, at work, at play. Remember me when you're safe and sound, in the night, when you wake. Dreams that haunt you, though you're sure you got it right. Remember me. Hello. dying, and though I'm really trying to forget, I'm scared to go to sleep, and I pray to make things better. When you get this letter, remember me. When you're safe at home, in the day, at work, at play, remember me. When you're safe and sound, in the night, when you wake from dreams that haunt you, though you're sure you got it right. You told your people that the war was over. You told them that the war was won. If they can't see us, then they'll soon forget us. But we're still here, why can't you admit you got it wrong? Remember me. When you're safe at home, in the day, at work, at play, remember me. When you're safe and sound, in the night, when you wake from dreams that haunt you, though you're sure you got it right. Are you sure you got it right? Remember me. Remember me. Remember me.
This is David Robix, and you're listening to Under the Paper on All FM 96.9.
Never had good looks, I know. Never meant that much to me. Not got a singing voice, it's no priority. Don't think I'm standing here because I've nothing better to do. Don't worry, don't feel bad. I play to smaller crowds than you. But I try, and I try. Punk rock, it's protest folk, it comes from the street. Live music, shout out loud, it's a feeling hard to be. I never claim to have any answers, in fact I'm still asking questions. And if you think I'm doing this wrong, I'm always open to suggestions. But I try. Sing along or clap your hands or get up on your feet. We have a world to win and we have only just begun. And we're doing the best that we can and we're having fun. We try.
Hello and welcome back to Under the Pavement on RLFM 96.9. Coming to the end of the show, that was a bit of folky music. That was Chris Butler with We Try, and that's from his album Protest Folk Singer. And before then we had another singer-songwriter, Tracy Curtis, with Remember Me, another letter to the President from her album If the Moon Could Talk from her... I should say that Tracy Curtis is playing with Dan Burton O'Bacon in Levens Hume on the 19th of October.
At the M19 Style Bar.
Yes.
And that track was kind of like a sequel to another track that she did, Dear Mr. Bush, wasn't
yeah.
it? Which I think is up on MySpace at the moment. If you find Tracy Curtis on MySpace, yeah. you can listen to that. And there's a couple of other tracks from the album up on there as well.
Yeah, and I think they changed the tracks on there, so if you visit...
It was there yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
You've probably changed it now online.
No, I don't think they change that often, yes. I'm going to shut up and say
We've only got a minute left to play a three-minute track and say goodbye. It's a good job there's no one on after us, isn't it?
Yeah, so shall we just say that we'll be back next week?
We will.
We're not sure what the guest is. We did an interview with Conflict over the weekend, so it might be that. It might be something else, depending on what happens.
And we'll give you more reports and news on the climate camp that's going on this week as well, and a day of action that they're having there tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, and the last track is our guest Tom is still in the studio, been sitting there very quietly throughout the show. He's chosen the last track.
It's by the band called 7 Inches, which are playing on Saturday at the Burnton Tea Rooms, and it's called Our Gang of Friends. Cheers.
Our gang of friends have been meeting for years, unraveling over several beers. Our gang of friends, yeah, we hope to outlast our memories of being lonely outcasts.
Our gang of friends, our gang of friends,
get together every weekend.
Our gang of friends, our gang of friends,
telling jokes only we understand. Dangerous.
Our gang of friends.
Well, it shouldn't be like some sort of ritual.
Our gang of friends.
Cause I like them best as individuals. Go! Prejudices just get reinforced. You only learn of life through talking to people. Gotta pull experience cause life is so short. I'm terrified of cleaky cleats, so it's time from the nest I flew. There's so many great people to meet, like you and you and maybe you.
I've got friends.
Do I think about growing my friends?
I've got friends.
Of course not, I just see things different.
I've got friends.
I'll always be friends with them, I know.
I'll
get a friend. I'll get a friend.
I'll get a friend.
I'll get a friend.
future.
Understand.